Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizan-e-Sunnat with full concentration, because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger or messing around with your clothes, body or hair may result in the removal of its blessings. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall gain my intercession on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, what can we say about the blessings of Ramadan? No doubt, its every moment is full of bounties and blessings. But the most important thing in this blessed month is Laylatul Qadr. In order to find this night, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, performed the i'tikaf even for the whole of Ramadan. And he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would not miss it, especially in the last 10 days. Once he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, could not do i'tikaf in Ramadan for some reason, so he did it in the last 10 days of Shawwal. Similarly, once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not do i'tikaf due to traveling, so he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did i'tikaf for 20 days in the following Ramadan. I'tikaf is an ancient form of worship which the earlier ummas would also perform, as stated in part 1 Surah Baqarah, verse 125 of the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we enjoin strictly upon Ibrahim and Ismail alayhima salam to purify well my house for those who go around it and those who stay therein for i'tikaf and those who bow down for ruku and prostrate. Dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has Himself commanded that the Holy Kaaba be kept clean and pure for the performers of salah and i'tikaf. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan, a renowned commentator of the Quran, says, "So we must keep masajid clean and pure. Dirty and stinking objects must be kept away from them. This is a sunnah of the prophets alayhi musallam." We also learnt that i'tikaf, ruku and sujood were a part of the earlier ummah's worships. Further, we also learnt that masajid should have caretakers also who should be pious. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further writes, "Tawaf, Salah and i'tikaf are ancient forms of worship which existed in the time of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam as well." The beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam consistently did i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and his blessed wives, the mothers of the believers, also kept this sunnah alive by doing i'tikaf. Mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, "The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would do i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan until he passed away, apparently. Thereafter, his chaste wives used to do i'tikaf." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, though there are innumerable blessings of i'tikaf, the mere fact that i'tikaf in the last 10 days is a sunnah is enough for the devotees. The mere thought of fulfilling a sunnah of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, makes our hearts sway in delight. A devotee tries his best enthusiastically to do whatever the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did. However, there should be no shar'i prohibition on the act that we are willing to do. For example, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used a bedstead during itikaf, but we cannot do so as it will reduce the space for the people who come to offer salah in the masjid and it will look strange as well. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was an ardent follower of the sunnah. Whenever he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to know about a sunnah, he would do his best to act upon it without delay. Once he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was seen walking around a particular place with his camel. Astonished, the people asked as why he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did so. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu answered, "Once I saw the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam doing the same at this place, so I'm imitating the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." O devotees of the Holy Prophet Sunnah, if possible, do i'tikaf every year. If not, do i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, at least once in your life. Staying in the masjid is a great blessing. Our mu'takif is so fortunate that he stays in the masjid, leaving all his activities in order to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fatawa Alamgiri states, the benefits of i'tikaf are obvious. When a person does i'tikaf, he completely devotes himself to worship for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, giving up all worldly affairs and activities that obstruct him in earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of his time is spent in salah, either physically or spiritually, because the primary purpose of doing i'tikaf is to wait for salah with jama'at, and the reward of waiting for salah is like that of offering salah. A mu'takif resembles the angels that do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and obey His every command. He resembles those who glorify Allah Azza wa Jal day and night and never get tired of doing so. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunnah are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah, and fill out the Madani In'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr-e-Madina and submit it to the Zimmedar, relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. In order to rectify ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat. And to rectify the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome, while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications, fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.